AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. People in Moore County, North Carolina are waking up to heat and lights for the first time since the weekend. Power's back after gun attacks on two electric substations. Officials are now offering a reward of up to $75,000 for information on suspects. And there's been another incident at a Duke Energy hydro station in Ridgeway, South Carolina. Kershaw County Sheriff Lee Bone.
At the scene said that it was a car that went by. They did not shoot at them, but someone was shooting out of the passenger side window. It wasn't toward the power plant or anything with the dam. It was just toward the woods.
Sources tell CBS News someone in a truck appeared to use a long gun, then sped away. No one was injured. Police in Idaho may have a clue in the unsolved murders of four college students stabbed to death in their home last month. CBS's Lilia Luciano says they're looking for a white Hyundai Elantra.
Authorities believe one or more occupants of the car could have critical information to help solve the case. They have not named a motive, suspect, or person of interest so far.
Turns out there were more classified documents removed from the Trump White House than what turned up at Mar-a-Lago. Here's correspondent Scott McFarland.
A U.S. official confirms to CBS News representatives of former President Donald Trump alerted the FBI they've recovered yet another set of potentially sensitive documents, this time in a storage facility in West Palm Beach.
They've been handed over to the FBI. A judge has sentenced a former Theranos executive to almost 13 years in prison. CBS's Steve Futterman with the details.
Ramesh Belwani was the chief operating officer at the company, which claimed to have developed a process to use just a few drops of blood to detect hundreds of diseases. It turned out to be a hoax, but not before the company raised nearly $1 billion.
Texas, now the third state to ban TikTok. Reporter Chris Fox in Austin.
Governor Abbott calling for the immediate ban on downloading or using TikTok on any government-issued devices capable of internet connectivity. Abbott also targeted the video-sharing social media app in January.
TikTok should be ashamed, condemned, and have a legal action brought against it for promoting human trafficking in Texas.
South Dakota and Maryland have also banned TikTok on government devices. President Biden spoke at a national vigil for victims of gun violence at a church in Washington last night.
We've seen you turn pain into purpose. Together, we've made some important progress. Most significant gun law passed in 30 years, but still not enough.
S&P futures are up 4. Dow futures also ahead 4. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Do you know a special woman who deserves nothing but the best for the holidays? This Christmas, spoil her with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas. The next best thing to wearing nothing at all. Naturally nude pajamas, exclusively at Pajamagram, are smooth to the touch, light as air, truly seductive. Order today and Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie. That's a $75 saving on a best-selling holiday gift. Yes, ordering today gets you a free $75 nightie. Definitely an effortless way to let her know how much you care. Now you can give her two sensuous gifts that she'll love to relax in. But hurry. Year after year, naturally nude pajamas sell out. So, here's what you need to do. Head to Pajamagram.com or text the word GIFT to 41234. That's GIFT to 41234. Order today, ships tomorrow.
If you're an area employer, the next 30 seconds can be key to your growth and success. On-the-job training programs are available right now to assist with selection and cost of that new employee your business needs. Reimbursement for training costs, customized training plans to fit your needs, and continuous support when you need it. You hire, you train, we help pay. The first step is to contact us. Call the Wisconsin Rapids Job Center at 715-422-5000 and ask about on-the-job training programs for area employers. We'll help you build the workforce you need.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, It's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today with highs around 33. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, chance of snow, lows around 24. Snow likely again tomorrow, 33, overcast. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 24.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy Dino Badala, my colleague here on Sirius XM. His program runs from 6 to 9 p.m., the Dean Obidala Show on Sirius XM Progress Channel 127. He's a columnist with CNN.com and a contributor to The New Republic. DeanOfRadio.com is his website. Dean Obidala, O-B-E-I-D-A-L-L-A-H on Twitter. And Dean, first of all, welcome back to the program. And
sure.
Thanks for joining us. I read your piece that you published over at CNN.com, and specifically, this is about Twitter opening back up to Nazis. I don't know if you've been losing Twitter followers since these changes happened. I've lost about 6,000, I think. But I understand that the right-wing people on Twitter are gaining followers like mm-hmm. there's no tomorrow. But specifically, you were talking about Andrew Englund. Tell us about this guy and your experience with him.
And I've lost followers as well. And it makes sense that people on the right are getting followers because Elon Musk is literally allowing neo-Nazis back online, okay? Andrew Englund is the founder of the Daily Stormer. The Daily Stormer is a white supremacist publication named after Hitler's favorite publication, Der Stürmer. It's the English translation of Hitler's favorite publication. Andrew Englund has literally said that his operating principle is, what would Hitler do? He's called for tearing down the Holocaust Memorial and building a massive statue to Adolf Hitler. He has spewed hate against Jews, blacks, Muslims, gays, women, and the list goes on. And for me, what was personal is that in 2017, before Charlottesville, I wrote an article for the Daily Beast on how Trump is not denouncing white supremacist terrorism, because there already were some incidences. And Andrew Englund, who for years during the campaign, all in for Trump, they love Trump, they viewed him as a god, literally, attacked me. He fabricated tweets in my name saying I was involved in a terrorist attack that happened at that time in Manchester, England, because I'm Muslim, that's what he did. But he also wrote it almost like in the language I would write it as a Muslim, writing it sort of expression, using expressions from that Muslims do use. Now, he couldn't post them on Twitter, but he wrote them and posted them in the Daily Stormer, and the white supremacists and the Nazis who read it, he said to them, go confront Dean. And they did, and they inundated me with death threats and vile attacks. That's what they do. So from there, I think his hope was I was going to cower in fear, but I'm half Sicilian, so that doesn't happen. So I got lawyers. My first instinct was different, but my brain, my legal mind as a lawyer said, okay, you can't go fight him personally. So I got lawyers from Muslim Advocates, a great organization that helped me out for free. We sued Andrew Englund. We got a judgment for $4.1 million against him in 2019. And I'm not the only one who got a judgment. A woman named Tanya Gersh, who's Jewish, he incited threats, death, and violence against her. And she's Jewish, a young African-American student, same thing. And this is the guy, no one is clamoring for Andrew Englund and neo-Nazis to be online. No one's saying your commitment to free speech includes neo-Nazis and civilized society. But Elon Musk thought it was a good business move to bring Nazis back on because somehow he's going to profit off it somewhere in this big picture. So that is Andrew Englund, and Elon Musk letting him back on was, in my view, to normalize Nazis. There's no other way I can look at it.
Yeah, no, I get it, and I can't disagree with that. I think a larger issue here, and you referenced this at the very end of your article on CNN.com. We're talking with Dean Obidala, in which you point out that, you know, Twitter is a privilege, not a right. Running a social media platform is not an absolute right in America, and running any business is not a right in America. And it raises the question, you know, how do we handle this? I remember in the late 1970s, CompuServe came online, and a few years later, America Online. But CompuServe was the internet for a long time. I mean, this is literally, I went to a CompuServe meeting in Columbus, Ohio, where there was like about 100 of us who were running forums on CompuServe. I was running about 30 of them, including the IBM PC forum and the Macintosh forum and the JFK assassination forum and all kinds of stuff. And at this meeting, they introduced us to this brand new thing called hypertext markup language, HTML. And it's going to revolutionize, you know, the internet. I mean, literally, there was no internet at that time. So anyhow, we had, because I was running these forums, and people could post on these forums, and they could say any old crazy thing they wanted. We had to deal with two things. Number one, nobody could post unless they used their real name. And so, you know, there was some level of accountability. And then number two, even people using their own name, if they posted something that was defamatory or, you know, blatantly illegal or whatever, we had to eliminate their membership in CompuServe, just refuse to take their credit card any longer and not let them on the platform. Well, in the 90s, along came Section 230 of the Telecommunications Act in 1996. This was, you know, Bill Clinton signed this law. And that was when CompuServe died. I mean, basically, that was when the whole, you know, all the forums and all the discussion areas and everything just kind of all rapidly moved into HTML, moved out of the web, and it's been the wild, wild west ever since. And I've been saying for some time, I wrote a book about this, The Hidden History of Big Brother, that it's time to undo Section 230. I'm curious your thoughts on that.
Certainly. There has to be accountability for people who are making millions and billions of dollars opening a platform online. Now, it would be a reasonable request. It can't be if someone posts something, it's got to be taken down in 5 seconds or you're going to be liable. That would be unfair to them. But if there's got to be some kind of standards, and that if you're going to allow people, the public, to use your platform and you're going to profit off that, then you have an obligation to moderate. And I mean moderate in terms of content supervision about what's out there and what's not. It is your platform. Elon Musk owns Twitter. Nobody has a right to go on Twitter. The Nazis can't say we have a right to go on Twitter. There's no government action. The First Amendment's not implicated here at all. And so Elon Musk has an obligation. In my view, I agree with you 100%, that these companies should no longer have that immunity. It should be akin to newspapers, although the argument would be newspapers have more control over what's on their platform, but something in between the two, where you give them a reasonable opportunity in terms of time to remove content. And they don't, and they're going to be held liable. And I say that as a lawyer trying to look for a legally sustainable one with a track record that could actually work. So somewhere in between where you give them notice, and they don't take it down, you expose them to liability. Because right now, Elon Musk has no incentive to do the right thing. That's why I'm hoping advertisers don't return. And I hope people, if you're still on Twitter, tag advertisers and ask them why they're giving money to a platform that is allowing Nazis on it. And that's not me, Tom, as I wrote in the article. New York Times had a great article on Friday quantifying the rise in hate speech under Elon Musk's rule. We have triple the amount of anti-black racism online, 60% increase in anti-Semitism online, a huge jump in anti-gay slurs online. It's not a coincidence. It's under Elon Musk. He laid people off. He doesn't want to spend money on people working there to look at content. The result is the worst of the worst. He's extended a privilege to the worst of the worst, and he does not care. And that's the worst part of Elon Musk.
And I get it. You want to focus this on Elon Musk. I think that this is a larger and more systemic problem right across social media, and you know, it has to do with that issue of liability. I mean, I don't see how Facebook is that much different. You know, January 6th was planned on Facebook by and large. There's all kinds of, you know, right-wing crimes and hate that are planned on Facebook. A lot of these groups still exist. They're private groups. They're not being rooted out the way they should be, in my opinion. And of course, you know, there's other social media sites as well. Those two, Twitter and Facebook, are the big two, though. It seems to me that rather than just railing against Elon Musk or trying to organize an advertiser boycott, we should be using our platforms and whatever influence we have to try to encourage Congress to take this on, to amend Section 230 of the Telecommunications Act, and like you said, dial back those limits on liability.
I agree, and at the very least, that can't happen. Councilman Ro Khan, years ago, had a Bill of Rights that he's proposing for users of online platforms, yep, which I liked as well, which would protect people and establish some kind of due process. Right now, there's no due process, meaning you could be banned from Facebook and you have no idea what recourse is. There's no set way to appeal it.
Oh, it happened.
It happened to me several times.
Yeah.
And I would post on other social media platforms, can anyone help me? And a lot of times I was lucky, someone worked at the platform and say, what's going on? They'd email me, I'd email them, and we would rectify it. But if you don't have any contacts, you don't know what your rights are. And if we're going to argue that these platforms are somehow some kind of digital town hall forum, there must be due process. And due process in this scenario is simply laying out what the rights and obligations are of the users and the privileges of them, and also your rights and your remedies if you are wronged, in case someone used the platform to smear you or to incite hate. What kind of liability for the company, or what are your rights to get your account reinstated? There's nothing out there. You have no clue. You are literally relying on the kindness of strangers. You know, that doesn't work. These are big businesses. They're big corporations. Right. You need a whole set articulated very clearly. Here are the rules. Here's how you get recourse if you're wronged on it. And they don't want to do that. They really don't want to
No, because it would slightly reduce their profits. But I do think it would make for a healthier Facebook, Twitter, you know, LinkedIn, you just go through all the lists. I think this would benefit these companies to do this, frankly.
I agree. Why not make the consumer experience better? You're making money from us. I think everyone knows this by now. We are the product on Facebook. We are the product on Twitter. So why not make our experience better by giving us a bill of rights for us, which says, here's the protections we're going to get. We want to know that. It would make more people comfortable, have their children on it, themselves on it. But they're doing the wrong thing from a business choice, bad business decision.
There you go. Dean Obadala, you can hear him here on Sirius XM. 6 to 9 p.m. here on Sirius XM Progress, channel 127, the host of the Dean Obadala Show. Dean, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thanks, Tom.
Good talking to you. We'll be right back.
Nice chatting with you.
Thank you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So some members of a right-wing group got turned away from a religion from a restaurant for their religious beliefs. I'll tell you about that in a second.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at hartmanreport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, hartmanreport.com.
The guys in your life aren't boring, so don't give them boring gifts. Give them a gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com, like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks, or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. The Man Crates house sauce maker and the watchmaker look like great gifts to me. Man Crates will be awesome for the man in your life, or Man Crates will make it right. For the rest of the season, buy one, get one 50% with code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. That's code Festive50, F-E-S-T-I-V-E 50 at mancrates.com, mancrates.com. 23 minutes past the hour. So talk about, flipping the script here. As right-wing advocacy groups have been taking cases to the Supreme Court to try to make it so that cake bakers and website makers and, ultimately retail stores and anybody can just say, oh, no, I'm not going to serve you. You're gay. I'm not going to have anything to do with that. As, you know, these right-wing groups are trying to legalize discrimination, a restaurant in Virginia took a position on this. This was the Metzger Bar and Butchery, and it's the so-called Family Foundation. This group called the Family Foundation had planned to have a dinner there. I'm guessing they had ordered a private room because, you know, it was in the name of the group and it was, you know, a substantial group. And an hour before the reservation, the bar and restaurant, Metzger Bar and Butchery, the bar and restaurant, called them up and said, we're not going to host you. And they were like, what? And in fact, their story is being told all over the internet more than the restaurant. But Metzger wrote, this is what they wrote on their I believe it's on their Facebook page. They say, recently we refused service to a group that had booked an event with us after the owners of Metzger found out it was a group of donors to a political organization that seeks to deprive women and LGBTQ plus persons of their basic human rights in Virginia. We have always refused service to anyone for making our staff uncomfortable or unsafe. And this was the driving force behind our decision. Many of our staff are women and or members of the LGBTQ plus community. All of our staff are people with rights who deserve dignity and a safe work environment. We respect our staff's established rights as humans and strive to create a work environment where they can do their jobs with dignity, comfort, and safety. And the guy who is the spokesperson for this group of religious fundamentalists who are advocating and donors who are, you know, advocating for the right to discriminate against gay people, he said, it was a very intolerant message being conveyed. It's like goose meat gander. Oh, man. All righty, let's pick up your calls here. I've got about a minute, don't I? I've got a little more than a minute, Sean. Okay, Dolores in Lake Bay, Washington. Hey, Dolores, you've got a quick one. What's on your mind today?
Well, I was just, it's ironic. I just opened my mail, and I got this letter from MultiCare, and it sounded like I had missed an appointment. And I thought, how'd I do that? And what it is they're setting up an appointment for me to discuss their advanced care plan.
Oh, geez. You mean their Medicare Advantage plan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they said they call, and they put it under, we will help you with your directive, your advanced directive.
Oh, well, an advanced directive is, you know, pull the plug or don't pull the plug if I become unconscious and I'm dying. So it might be legitimate, Dolores. I don't know, but I think you're right to be very, very suspicious.
I am suspicious. Okay. I think it's wrong. And thank you for letting me be informed.
Thank you very much, Dolores. Thank you for the call. Thanks for watching us on Free Speech TV. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with your calls on the other side of this break. A lot going on. Do you think that we should be launching an airlift to assist the civilians of Ukraine?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Back with your thoughts on the other side of this break. Stick around.
Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust like fillers, artificial preservatives?
Ho, ho, hold on there. I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. You don't want your dog eating any of that. These potentially harmful ingredients are found in many of today's popular dog foods, but not in Nature's Blend. A freeze-dried raw dog food with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility.
Your dog will go bonkers over Nature's Blend's savory flavor and texture.
For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to PVA.org today.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists, in their own words.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is your land, and you love it. Every day you look out your window to watch the wildlife, who also call your land home. The animals who bring life to your land. You know their daily and seasonal habits, what they eat, and when their young are born. As a caring landowner, you can't bear to think about what might happen to them and to this special place in the future. Your dream is for your land to remain this way forever. The Wildlife Land Trust can help you. Keep your land free from development forever and protect the animals you've come to know so well from hunting and trapping. As part of the Humane Society of the United States, the Wildlife Land Trust preserves wildlife habitat and safeguards the animals who rely on it. Without such protections, your dream, your land, and its wildlife could be lost forever. If you have land and wildlife that you want to see preserved and protected, the Wildlife Land Trust can help. Call 1-800-729-SAVE. That's 1-800-729-SAVE. Or go to wildlifelandtrust.org. Your dream, our mission.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with highs around 33. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, chance of snow, lows around 24. Snow likely again tomorrow, 33, overcast. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 24.
Better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi,
Our one-hour free podcast recaps our show, and it's available wherever fine podcasts are found. And we have the full three-hour podcast available over at TomHartmann.com if you want to really support our program.
Hey, what gifts are you getting this year for the wine lovers and entertaining mavens in your life? For this holiday season, why not go to WineEnthusiast.com for unique, quality wine gifts and accessories for everyone naughty or nice on your list. You want it? They have it. Wine Enthusiast designs and offers the largest selection of wine storage for every drinker, every budget, and every collection, from 6 to 600 bottles. Plus, expert wine storage consultants are available by phone to help you find the right fit for all your needs. WineEnthusiast.com will be a holiday gift-giving destination for Louise and me, with the best customer reviews and hassle-free returns. Visit WineEnthusiast.com or text CHEERS to 73784. That's CHEERS to 73784. Shop the best prices of the holiday season on wine gifts everyone will love at WineEnthusiast.com. From premium wine storage and dazzling decanters to personalized cheese boards and outdoor axe throwing sets? Yes, axe throwing sets. Bring wine to life with Wine Enthusiasts. Message and data rates may apply. Cheers to 73784. 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls, Marie in Burlington, Vermont. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I hope you can hear me okay. I'm just hard fine. Of hearing, and I got devices in my ears. Okay. I'll get to the point. Our governor is a Republican here in Vermont. He won the third term that just recently against a progressive woman, but quite overwhelmingly. But we have a Democratic legislature, both houses, et cetera, and we have Bernie, and we just got Welch, another Democrat. Replaced Leahy, and we got a progressive woman, I believe she's lesbian, going into the House, federal. Anyways, long story short, I'm a state worker, I'm retired, and I have Medicare, and we were promised, we have a contract, that when I retire, I would have this, I don't know if it's Part B or C or whatever, pays my medical doctor bills and some dental, whatever. And it's the same plan the employees have. Our governor just this past few months ago tried to push through that we have to go with an advantage plan, can what we've been promised, and go ahead against the union. Our union, and it was supposed to take effect in January. I was having a heart attack. Our union stopped it somehow, and I'm not sure what happened or how. Oh, I just want people to be aware of that, because it blew my mind. And a few years ago, he was trying to get our pension. He continues to try and get our pension into 401ks instead of the state pension plan that they've had for years. Yeah. Deferred compensation.
This is what Republicans do. You know, Louise and I lived in Vermont for about a decade, and are the Republicans still spiffing progressives to run for governor so that they can split the Democratic vote?
Well, we did have, I think the gal who ran, well, no, she ran under the Democratic ticket.
There was not a third party candidate.
There was.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's
there was. I got the ballot, I had three.
Exactly. But, so you've got the Republican, the Democrat, and the progressive, and those progressives. You know, for years and years, the scuttlebutt was that they were, you know, taking money from people who were aligned with the Republican Party, and that's why Vermont keeps getting Republican governors. And it's just
that was in the primary, but for the general gubernatorial election, we just had a Democrat and Republican.
That's it, just the two of them, and a Republican still won.
Progressive got kicked out.
Oh, that's amazing.
And went under the Democrat. Yes, and quite a bit, because he is fairly reasonable.
Uh-huh.
But on this issue, it was a shock to me. He keeps trying to push this through, and they're into corporations and entrepreneurs and all that.
Well, that's what Republicans are into. Yeah, I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Marie, thanks for the flag. Thanks for the information. You know, thanks for letting us all know.
I'll see what happens. Bye.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. I do appreciate it. Steve in Arlington, Washington. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I just thought to let you know, I got on Medicare when I was 65, 5 years ago, and I got conned into going on those Advantage meetings. Of course, I signed up for it, not knowing, because it's so complicated anyway. Well, this year I'm trying to get off of Advantage and onto Medicare. So I called up Medicare and got disenrolled from Medicare Advantage, and then I had to call a Medigap, which I did, and everything went very smooth. I don't know what's happened yet. They said I have to be approved by this Medicare gap insurance, and if I'm not, then I don't know what'll happen now, because I'm off of the Medicare Advantage. I don't know what.
Yeah. Well, the Medigap insurance, if you sign up when you're 65, they cannot, what's called, underwrite you. They cannot evaluate your health and decide what they're going to charge you. They have to charge you a fixed rate, and they can't mess with you. If you sign up later than that, in other words, if you've been on Medicare Advantage for a while and then you go back to Medicare, the Medigap insurance companies, which are the same companies that sell the Medicare Advantage programs, they can mess with you.
Uh-huh.
And so if you've got any pre-existing conditions, they may come back to you and say, no, we won't insure you, or sure, we'd be happy to insure you for $1,000 a month or whatever. And you're just going to have to wait and see what their underwriters say, Steve. And that's the problem.
Right.
It should not be that way. It should be that you should be able to get back into a Medigap plan just like everybody else who signed up when they were 65. And this is something that needs to be changed in the Medicare law. I mean, they designed Medicare Advantage specifically to make it so that once these corporations have their greedy little clutches around your throat, it's very, very, very hard to pry them off. So I guess the worst case situation is that you end up without Medigap insurance. The Medicare itself still covers, I believe it's 100% of hospitalization and 80% of your doctor visits, but I might be mixing those up. It's been a lot of years since I wrote that book on that stuff, but.
I'll tell you that the reason, if they didn't put Advantage, the Medicare in front of it, I would have never even went to the meeting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, that law they're trying to get passed to take Medicare out of that Advantage is great.
Yeah.
Because I would have never signed up
yet. I'm with you. There you go, Steve. Steve, thank you very much for the call and the cautionary tale for everybody, right? Ann in Washington, D.C. Hey, Ann, what's on your mind today?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Tom,
what's up?
Thank you so much. I listen to you, and I think others do, because we really like how you raise marginalized voices and issues that are important to us. The only question or concern I have is because we're progressive, we're warriors, we fight for justice, but everybody is talking about Ukraine. And I don't think it has to be an either or, and we certainly don't, as I think you mentioned, one, we don't want anyone to starve or freeze to death. But we need to, it has to be an and, it has to be inclusive. We want to hear about Eritrea, Palestine, Haiti, which is right in our backyard, Yemen, and it goes on and on. So I just ask that you specifically just be more inclusive in this issue. Yes, continue to talk about it, but we hear about Ukraine all the time. And we don't want other people from these areas that are fighting and the horrible wars to starve or die either. So,
well, here's the deal, Ann. We are not doing any of those things for any of those countries. And if we were to start for Ukraine, and Ukraine has broad public support across the United States, I'm guessing if you asked most Americans, where is Eritrea or, where is Yemen, they would not even be able to tell you the continent. But everybody knows about Ukraine in America. So if we were to establish a precedent of humanitarian aid in the face of aggression by a non-democratic country, in Ukraine, I think that we could translate that into other countries. It would be a starting point. But to say that, because we're not directly assisting Yemen, therefore we shouldn't assist Ukraine, that's just a terrible error of logic, So
yeah, I didn't say we shouldn't.
I know you didn't. I totally get it. The earlier caller did, essentially. I get it. Ann, thank you. I your point is well made. Alan in Deadwood, South Dakota. Hey, Alan, what's up?
Well, hi, how you doing, Tom?
Good.
I just, I'll make this quick and get off the line for your next guy. But anyway, I agree with a lot of stuff you say, but some of it I don't agree with. You know, when you're talking about the guy about the internet and the right wing people, you know, it goes both ways on that. And then also when you were talking,
well, hang on just a second, Alan. Where do you find left wing people threatening people's lives on the internet?
Well, I mean, I suppose if you look, you know, I mean,
I look. I've never seen it.
Well, what am I missing? Well, you're. I guess you didn't say anything about Baker and what he did, you know, suppressing stories and
Baker,
this and that. And the other thing.
Who are you talking about?
And he got canned. But another thing, though, Tom, you know, is like, you know, Biden, he got right up to some dude from another country. He says, nobody messes with the Bidens. He didn't say messes. He said the F word. And then one more thing, Tom. When you talked about the discrimination against the couple in...
So wait a minute, you're saying because Joe Biden said nobody blanks with the Bidens, that that's the same thing as Nazis calling for the death of Jews on the internet? Is that what you're trying to say? Honest to God?
Tom, if you want to talk about that, how about the congresswoman from Minneapolis? About the Benjamins, baby? You know what I mean?
Ilhan Omar? Yeah, she apologized for that. Several times, actually. I'm not hearing the Nazis apologizing for anything. They're proud of what they're saying. I'm not hearing Donald Trump apologizing for anything. I'm sorry, Alan. These false equivalences just don't work. You know, when you take them into the real world, they just don't work. Tim in Aloha, Oregon. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, a couple of things. Oh, by the way, I have your Hidden History of Guns. I read that periodically. I answered your question. Simple question, a couple statements. You know, they're all, with Warren off winning and stuff, all the Democrats are celebrating, but there's really a couple of key elements that people have to really consider. The fact that there was even a runoff, and that Walker got 1.7 million votes. You think,
yeah,
I mean,
that's
you
breathtaking.
Think about that. That's scary. That is really scary. You know, somebody that actually makes Sarah Palin look intelligent. Yeah. And then there's...
You know, the flip side of that, though, in defense of Herschel Walker, did you see his concession speech last night?
Yeah. Well,
that was very honorable.
What else was he gonna do? Yeah.
Well, he could have done what Carrie Lake did. He could have done what Donald Trump did. He could have done what a lot of Republicans did and simply just walked away and ignored it.
Yeah, and you know, I think I would venture to say his political career is probably over.
I think so, yeah.
one question I have for you, because we've talked about Hitler a time or two on your show. Do you know what Berchtesgaden is?
Yeah, it was Berchtesgaden. It was his summer home up on top
retreat.
Of that. Retreat up on top of that mountain. Yeah.
So what's been happening lately? If by some chance, and hopefully it won't happen. If Trump gets back into office, that's going to turn into Mar-a-Lago.
Well, we had a Republican member of Congress make a pilgrimage to that place.
Yeah.
I think it was Madison Cawthorn.
I
might be wrong, but it was a Republican member of Congress, and he posted pictures of himself, you know, from there on Facebook. It's like, holy cow!
And they can expedite that as part of their political agenda. You see what I mean? That's how scary this situation is.
There you go. Tim, I got to run. But thank you for the call. Fascinating calls today. A lot of interesting thoughts. We'll be right back. It's 47 minutes past the hour. It's your media support group for We the People. Back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the true people's media, and we will be picking up your calls in just a moment.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartmann, Air America host Tom Hartmann shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartmann shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartmann.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartmann, available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartmann here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruits. Dr. Marty's been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Our dogs Blue and Chewy go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture, and yours will too. For the holidays, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom to 511-511 today or go to drmartypets.com. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop, opt out. Welcome back. 53 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Bob in Port Orford, Oregon. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Yeah, Tom, hey, viva Ukraine. Hey, any kind of airlift, I don't care if it's by sea, I don't care if it's by Elon Musk, SpaceX, it doesn't matter. Those folks need some help. Yeah. And those folks that don't realize the kind of conditions that those folks are putting up with, just get off Facebook for a while and get on Ukraine and Russia both and see just how the Russian soldiers are being treated. See how the people of Ukraine are basically just putting up the most horrible conditions that anybody could, you know, 30, 35 below zero. I don't know if you've been in that kind of weather, but I certainly have.
I have.
Not here. Yeah, in Montana. Okay. But take half of the subsidies we give the oil company and several other billionaires in this country and, you know, help somebody out. Do something decent for a change, you know?
Yeah, I'm with
my
you.
Opinion.
I'm with you.
Hey, thank you very much for what you've done with Social Security and Medicare, you know, both those. And really appreciate it. Folks, too bad they got stung on this deal, but you've been warning them for a long time. And I'm just glad that, you know, maybe some of them are going to sober up to the fact that, hey, if we lose Medicare and Social Security to private, get ready for the same type of thing.
Yeah. Oh,
what's
yeah.
your opinion on that?
No, it's absolutely, yeah. That's the ruin of those programs will be the ruin of the social safety net. And you know, I'm surprised that they haven't gone after Medicaid, although because that's administered by the states, it's probably a lot harder. Bob, thank you. Thank you
yeah.
for the call, and thanks for the acknowledgement. It's nice to hear from you. Scott in Burien, Washington. Hey, Scott, am I saying your town right?
Yeah, you have it correctly. Tom, with regard to the Moore versus Ferguson case going on in North Carolina right now, if even the Walkers already conceded, if that goes the way that it should not go, could the Georgia legislator use that to say we're awarding it to Walker instead of Warnock?
They could not do it for a senator. They could do it for a presidential candidate because the legislature gets to define who gets the electoral college votes. But with the Senate, no, they couldn't.
Okay, I can breathe easier.
Yeah, I mean, this is what the Republicans are looking at it for 2024, is, you know, this is how you get Trump back in. Scott, thank you for the call. Linda in Pasadena. Hey, Linda, what's on your mind?
Oh, hi there. Thank you very much for mentioning about Ukraine, because the people there are actually starving. I mean, just falling down, you know, dead from the lack of food, and it's really a terrible situation. I wanted to ask you, though, about, I don't know if you've covered this on your program yet, but there's this flex card that's being advertised for everywhere. And then I finally got from a bank in Washington, D.C., the New York Bank, I finally got a credit card that said, this is your flex card. And I want to know, what is this all about and what should I do?
I don't know, Linda. I'm sorry. I know that there are some new credit cards out that are basically fee-based rather than we'll charge you when you screw up based, but I don't know that much about them, Linda. I'm sorry. Thanks so much for being, and thank you for the call, Linda. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. So get out there, get active, and support organizations that are supporting democracy. There's a bunch of them, and politicians who are as well. Tag you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
A lot of us don't take online privacy as seriously as we could, but using the internet without ExpressVPN is like taking a call on a train or bus on speaker for everyone to hear. You don't know who has access to your most private, sensitive information. So don't be that person. Here's why I use ExpressVPN. Internet service providers, no matter which provider it is you use, know every single website you visit. And in the U.S., they can legally sell this information to ad companies and tech giants who then use your own data to target you. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so people can't peep on your online activity. Just fire up the app and click one button. It works on phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. No wonder it's rated number one by Business Insider and The Verge. Secure your online activity today at expressvpn.com/Tom.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend.
Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all of these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.